What is a comprehensive stroke center, and why does it matter in terms of care?
So the way hospital accreditation works for stroke, at least in our area of the country, is we go through a body called JCO, which is the Joint Commission of Hospitals. And what this is it's essentially a organization that monitors and helps improve care at hospitals, and then accredits them as centers of excellence for particular diseases. In the case of stroke, there are right now three types of accreditation, and there's a fourth that is starting up. And at the most basic level, you have your acute stroke-ready hospitals. These are hospitals that oftentimes are smaller hospitals, oftentimes in communities that don't have other more advanced care. And they're good points of entry for stroke. For example, if you're out in a rural community and you start having a stroke, an EMS provider can bring you to that hospital and they can start TPA, which is a clot-busting drug. Oftentimes, and almost always, the patient will be transferred to a more advanced care facility for the rest of their stroke care. The next level is something called primary stroke centers, and these centers have neurologists, vascular neurologists that take care of stroke. They have imaging capability to look at the stroke. They can give TPA, and they monitor and track how good of a job they're doing with that. And they make sure that they try to give the drug as quickly as possible, that they have protocols in place to get the patient treated as quickly as possible. The next current level, or the highest level, if you will, is something called the Comprehensive Stroke Center. And there are four in Kentucky right now, and University of Kentucky is one of them. And the way to think about it is, when it comes to stroke, the buck stops with us. We have to demonstrate on a continual basis that we can care for every single stroke patient, that we are constantly improving how we take care of our stroke patients, we achieve outstanding outcomes, and we make sure that any type of stroke, no matter how complex, no matter how complicated, we can care for. We can care for those patients 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It doesn't matter what time you come in, you get the same type of treatment. And so that's really what it's about. It doesn't mean that every patient with any kind of stroke should come to a comprehensive stroke center, but the most complex and complicated patients do need to come. And what we've designed in Kentucky through the Kentucky Board of EMS is a protocol for our EMS providers to follow so that they can decipher, hey, where does this patient need to go and how do we get them there correctly and quickly? And the idea here is we want to get patients into a treatment pathway as soon as possible.